We're here with running stormtrooper Jez Allinson right now to talk to him a little bit about what he's doing and why he's been running as a stormtrooper for so long.
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
Always remember, your focus determines your reality.
Do or do not. There is no try.
This is a new day. A new beginning.
I fear nothing.
You gave them hope in their darkest times.
What a strong little.
Welcome back to the Running Stormtrooper podcast. I'm Stuart Skinner, and with me, as always, the man behind the helmet, Jez. Good evening, Jez.
Good evening, Stu. Good evening, everyone.
Now, we're a little bit later than what we'd planned with this show due to busy schedules, but February has now been and gone, and we want to know, Jez, did you hit your targets for February?
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Yes, mate, I'm really pleased to say that I just hit the target at the end of January. And thankfully, because we had a leap year and I had an extra day in the bag, I did complete the February target as well.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Now, how many miles was that set for February?
The plan for February was the same as January, so I was hoping to get 73.2 miles. So 73.2 in January, 73.2 in February, and I did exactly that, which then takes me up to 146.5 miles. And then quite clearly March has already started and pretty much going well.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Well, yeah, so brilliant. So you're actually ahead of schedule, so you're smashing it.
Yeah, it was a closely run thing, really. I mean, you know, the title of this episode, Storm Kiara, Storm Dennis, etc. February has been a horrible month for running. Really, really horrible. And I was really behind. Really, really behind. And it just so happened that at the end of February, I was 18.5 miles behind the target. I absolutely didn't want to fail that. So I went to local gym again. Walked in there thinking, right, I've got 18.5 miles to run. Am I going to do 6? Am I going to do 10? We'll just see how it goes, and I'll get close. And I grizzed it out, and I did 18.5 miles on February the 29th, and I managed to just get in there. And it took a long time, but it was done.
And that is a... That is, well, personally, I think you've got issues rather than...
Yeah.
But, so what was it like running in the costume? And also, what's it like, what's the difference when you're on a treadmill?
In the costume itself, it weighs about a stone. So first of all, I've got the weight, extra weight there. It's the mobility. It's the fact that things get trapped every now and then. Things, you know, get a little bit caught, which is awkward. And the fact that you can't see a great deal at all. Now, if you imagine making a pair of, like, pretend binoculars with your fingers and thumb and put your binoculars up to your eyes. That's what it's like. You can't really see a great deal. So can't breathe particularly well. Obviously, I can breathe. And it's just, from a drinking point of view, from a heat point of view, you know, I've got a plastic bucket on my head. I'm draped in plastic. So it's just, it's all a bit silly, really. And I often find myself questioning what I'm doing.
I can't see a thing in this helmet.
Treadmill running, you do it in a gym and it's really horrific, really bad. If that gym's not air conditioned or if there's no breeze coming through, it's even worse. But do it on a treadmill outside, it's not too bad. Get a bit of breeze up in your helmet and it's not too bad.
Yes, that sounds pretty horrific. What is getting caught, mate? I didn't quite understand.
As soon as I said that, I thought people were going to get the wrong end of the stick there. So, on the Stormtrooper costume, I've got some what's referred to it drop boxes. So, you've got the Stormtrooper belt, and there's two dangly bits coming down from the costume from nowhere else. And they're called drop boxes. And every now and then those drop boxes slide between my leg and the actual thigh piece. And that's what's getting caught, nothing else.
Lovely, mate, lovely. And I take it it must run quite bad. I can remember your 100K run at Pinewood and your shins and, you know, tops of your legs and all sorts were pretty battered.
Yeah, they were. I've found actually it's really, really weird. I've removed a lot of the padding which I had put into the costume to make life more comfortable. And now the less padding I've got, the less irritation I have, which is weird. However, I do dress the top of my feet in compedes and bandages because, as I said, I think I said before, it hurts quite a bit when the top of the shin area of the costume rubs into the top of your feet. But apart from that, I am getting some rubbing, some chafing, but I've got some really good sports lube. There's some really good lube called Two Toms. It's really slippery stuff. And they send me a few bits and pieces just to keep me all lubed up and moving well. So that's really great. And I'm really grateful to those guys.
I know you just mentioned your helmet as well with the vision.
Yeah.
What about, does that rub? Does it stay still? Is it a tight fit or is it moving?
Yeah, it's the actual costume itself is constantly needing to be tweaked and fixed and repaired. Now I've got inside the helmet is a workman's helmet's cradle, for want of a better expression. So it's the cradle frame from a safety helmet. So I tighten that up every now and then. It does bounce about. If the wind comes underneath it, I was running on a public run the other day and my helmet was nearly blowing off. So it does move around a little bit, but I find that when I try to move my head, often the helmet stays still because it can't rotate around itself or it might get caught on the actual chest piece itself. So the helmet brings all sorts of issues.
Short for a stormtrooper?
Huh? Oh, the uniform.
You know, I know you were just saying, oh, you had to do 18 miles. Is it not really possible to pop out and do 3 miles here, 3 miles there? Does it take a long time to get it off and on and cleaned up?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, because it does take quite a while getting dressed and putting it on, sometimes that's the hardest thing. You find that's the hardest thing for runners as well. You know, you could have a runner who's just thinking, oh, I've got home from work, I've had a really busy day, or I need to do this, I need to sort, you know, the kids out, or I need to do this or walk the dog. But it's just that whole thing of getting your trainers on. When you're actually out the door, then everything just seems easier. But it's that whole getting yourself the motivation just to get out the door. So once I'm out and once I'm dressed, the difference between me, say, running 3 miles or running 6 miles is you just think, right, yeah, I'll just grizz it out a little bit longer because that's another 3 miles more off the chart. So I'm quite happy to stay out. I think for me, I'll be doing, longer runs rather than more frequent runs because I still like running as me. It's such a pleasure just to be able to get out without the helmet, without the costume and just run freely and be able to actually see and open my legs up a bit and just increase my stride. Because it's not all about the costume. I do like just to just to get out there and run myself.
Run, stormtrooper, run.
So one last thing before we move on to the next kind of topic area. Just something I've always been interested in. So what is your kind of like your rough estimate for running a 10K without the costume? And what is the kind of time you'd expect to do it in the costume?
All right, yeah, that's simple. 10K would probably be about 45 minutes, and 10K with the costume probably looking at about between 56 minutes and an hour. So I would say roughly 9 minutes 30 ish. This week I've been doing slightly faster. I don't know if that's the people I was running with or new pair of trainers or whatnot, but typically I would say anywhere between 9 minute 30 miles and 10 minute miles, 10K being roughly 6 miles. So that's that way.
I suppose that those speed differences get further apart if you're doing more long distances because of the wear on the body.
Yeah, I mean, I found, you know, do stuff like the marathon before I got really, really into it, before my fast, you know, normal jazz, what I would call my fastest marathon when I did New York last year, probably a marathon for me maybe around about the 3:59, 4 hour mark, whereas in the costume, the fastest I'd be able to do it is 5 hours. So, you know, you're talking generally about a quarter increase time-wise.
Yeah, so it's all...
it's quite significant.
Yeah, it is.
This is ridiculous. Even if I could take off, I'd never get past the tractor beam.
Leave that to me.
Damn fool, I knew that you were going to say that.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him?
Now, March has obviously started as well, Jez, and I know for, I think it was weekend before last, beginning of March some point, you headed with your treadmill down to a Waitrose in Wallingford, and to me, had quite a successful little trip.
Yeah, it's one of these things which we tried to get sorted in February, actually, when I was running around the local town. I went into our supermarket of Waitrose, and I just said, oh, any chance I could speak to the manager, please, dressed as a stormtrooper. And I explained that I wanted to be able to do some charity fundraising on a treadmill. We had arranged it to be in mid-February, but because of the poor weather, I delayed it by a couple of weeks. And I, you know, I wanted to maximise it. I wanted to see when people were out there and get amongst it. And so we put it off. So it was this weekend. So it's going to be my first run in March. So I announced it on local Facebook pages and stuff, saying, you know, Stormtrooper's going to be here. And Waitrose were brilliant. They were really, really kind. And I had my treadmill, which I managed to get there, set up a table, and just started running. And I said, right, I'm going to hope to run between 15 to 20 miles. And that depends on how generous the people are, how much interaction there is, you know, how things go. And it went really, really well. I must say, I've got a really comfortable treadmill, which does make a bit of a difference. I've had this treadmill loaned to me, Stu, by a company called Hammer Fitness. And the people who look after Hammer Fitness as Swag Distribution. Now, these guys have been really kind enough to lend me a treadmill for the duration of this year so I can go and do things like this. And it's a really, really comfortable treadmill, the sort of thing which it just makes running on it a joy. It's very soft. It's very interactive. You can even tune into Wi-Fi and Netflix and stuff. Not that I can do that. But I took it, started running, and immediately the interaction with people locally was great, and the money started coming in, and it was fantastic. And the more the fundraising was coming in, the more it spurred me on. The miles started going, and I stopped every 5 to 6 miles just to get some water, just to get something to eat, and I managed to do 20 miles. Absolutely loved it. It went really well, and the money, it was, from the top of my head, I think it was £787, which is fantastic. Really, really good charity fundraising on that one day alone.
And it didn't stop there, did it? Because the following day on the Sunday, you then headed off to, which I'm guessing was a local running group?
Yeah, so there's a couple of local running groups, really, but this one's called Run Wallingford. And they contacted me a couple of months ago to say, oh, you know, can you come running with us again? Because I did a couple of years ago. And the only weekend which I could see on my calendar then, which was free, the only Sunday was this particular Sunday, which is just gone. And so we signed up, we agreed, and I then forgot about it. So then when I had pushed the Waitrose to the that Saturday, I was like, right, this is going to be great. I'm going to maximise it. And if I ended up tiring myself out on the Saturday, that's fine because I've got nothing on the Sunday. I then get a message from Run Wallingford saying, are we still on for Sunday? It's like, no, this is a double run. But it was fine. It was great. I felt really good after the 20 miles on Saturday. So fortunately, I was able to go running with Run Wallingford on the Sunday, did another just under 10K, and managed to raise another £97. Plus still a few more bits online. So all in all, in the weekend, I managed to raise another £900 for Make-A-Wish and for Spread a Smile, which is fantastic. I'm so chuffed.
Boom,
Superb weekend effort, mate. And that took you over 39K in total, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So 39,000 raised so far. Now it's just 2,500 this year. That's been made up of things like the Waitrose run, some other just smaller fundraising bits, and the last few quid from a virtual medal series, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a couple of months' time. So when I organised a virtual medal series, and that was still trickling money in, even 12, 18 months after I set that up. So yeah, some it's been great. So 39,000, I reckon we're going to get another £11,000 this year. If we get to the big 5-0, that will be awesome.
Yeah, we can do that. And if anyone listening wants to just go on and donate right now, where do they find the, what's the easiest way to find you?
The easiest way to find, thanks mate, the easiest way to find everything is Stormtrooper Run. If you go onto Facebook and go at Stormtrooper Run, you'll go to the Facebook page, which is Make a Star Wars Wish and Spread a Smile. But Stormtrooper Run will take you there. Stormtrooper Run on Instagram, Stormtrooper Run on Twitter. I'm not very active on Twitter. But all these things, Stormtrooper Run, you'll then see a link straight to the Virgin Money Given page. The thing is about these Virgin Money Given pages, they're great, but sometimes it's a bit of a mouthful trying to remember exactly what it is. VirginMoneyGiven.com/ The Running Stormtrooper Project. Just go to Stormtrooper Run or even StormtrooperRun.com and you will find a link straight to the fundraising page.
Yeah, perfect. And do it. It's for a great cause, two great charities. So you are giving to something superb. Now, Jez, I want to we're gonna move it on a bit now, and we're gonna have a little look back at stories of the past. You've been doing this for, I think we just said on the last show, 4 years ago it began. So I'm gonna come to you to see if you have got any little stories that you would like to reminisce, any funny stories, any kind of real strong memories as the Running Stormtrooper.
Yes, mate. I mean, I think a good place to start will be the Lad Bible video. Now, I'm not sure if you can remember that, but that was the weekend when things changed and it all went a bit viral quite quickly. Yeah, so this one, mate, is a funny one. So if I can take you back to the very early 2016, very early. So this is before I had even done a half marathon in the costume, let alone one of the marathons. So I just had the Star Wars costume, the Stormtrooper costume. And I thought, right, yeah, what I'll do, I need to build my fitness by running as me, but I'll also start running in a costume so I can figure out where it does cut, where it does chafe, where it is going to hurt. But actually, it is quite good fun. What I didn't realise is that someone had recorded me from their car running through my local village. Now, it is an unusual sight, I grant that. And I do get a lot of people stopping, taking photographs. I do see people taking photographs all the time. But I didn't realise that I had been followed in the car for a little bit, and someone who I've still not met, and I don't think I'll ever meet, I can't remember what their name is now, made a little video. And then this was brought to my attention when I was actually at the mother-in-law's and my phone started to get very, very busy. I was getting notification after notification on Facebook, and I realised that something was going on. Checked my notifications, and I had been tagged countless times on a Lad Bible video. Now this video was to the Star Wars music, and it had me running from behind with a caption saying, "When you're late for a meeting with Darth Vader." And what made it funny was the video also had the occupants of the car laughing at me, and the car was slowly chasing me up, and then it sort of came abeam me, and it must have been out of my peripheral vision when I was running. I could just make out this car to the left. And I looked down at the car as if to say, "What are you looking at? This is just normal." And it just finishes. So it's not a particularly long one, but it was a very, very popular one. So all these people commenting, and before I know it, it was, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 views. I was like, wow, this is really going off. Right, open a bottle of wine. We're not going anywhere until this baby hits 500,000. 500,000 came quite quickly. And then before we know it, just before midnight, gets to 1 million hits, which is great because people are tagging it, tagging my name. Then people are putting on the fundraising website page. So I start getting a few donations from New Zealand, from America, from a couple of different places. I'd even been seen running past a for sale sign for the local estate agent, who contacts me quite early saying, wow, I'm getting all this, you know, I'm getting all this free advertising. Here's 50 quid. So thanks very much. And before I know it, we go to bed and we're at about 1.5 million. Wake up in the morning. Thing is with Lad Bible, because it's just video after video, it's very sort of transient. It happens, it's on, and then it's almost like fish and chip paper the next day. It got to 2.1 million, 2.2 million, something like that. So it's on the Lad Bible vault now. But I thought that was brilliant. It was so funny that this thing happened just out of nowhere. It wasn't set up. No idea who it was. And just really made a difference and helped me on my way.
Really shows you the power of social media, doesn't it? How something like that can just, the right thing just goes. Have you ever gone and tried to find it to see if it's ever gone up again?
Yeah, well, I did when I did a presentation in 2018. And as I said, I think these things were seen and then they're sort of...
They're
always updating, aren't they? So that is, it's dropped off somewhere. So that day it got to something like 2.1 million. And I think in 2018 it was then at 2.2. So it's probably still at 2.2 million now. But to say that a video of me running through town had 2.2 million hits with goodness knows how many shares and watches, likes, comments, etc. It was, yeah, really, really funny times.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Fingers crossed, you know, you never know. Something crazy could sweep like that again. And, you know, it's a shame that the people didn't come forward that put it on there, because I know that the Lad Bible pay £100 for each video they use. So they could have put that in the coffers, really, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Feeky little monkeys.
Stay on target. We're too close. Stay on target.
And perhaps, I'm sure it's on your website, Jess. There's no way you wouldn't have put that on there, is there?
So I've got the main blog, which has then got a link to pretty much every blog. And one of the blogs which I've got is just, you know, Parasocial Media and Lad Bible. And there is a hyperlink in there which will take you and let you watch it, I'm sure.
Yeah, go and enjoy those days when he was slightly better looking. We wanted to have a little chat about running and maybe some fundraising tips. But let's start with the running to start with, because there's so much to running these days. Such a popular hobby. And I think the most important thing for any runner is the trainers. Now, what trainers do you use? And I had my feet especially measured for running trainers last year. It's quite a different type of experience going and getting running shoes, isn't it? Because they monitor your running these days and see where you land and all sorts. It was quite a interesting experience. So what do you use, Jez?
Well, I run in Brooks, and I've run in Brooks since the beginning of 2018, and I absolutely love them. Now I'm fortunate enough to be supported by Brooks, so I can go on now and talk about how this then generated from the Lad Bible video, in fact, because back in the day, right then, I was running in ASICS trainers. So they were incredibly well-known brand, and you could find them everywhere. So I was running in ASICS and got on really well with them, really like those. And as you say, it's massively important to go and get your gait checked. Now, I know for some people, going into a store, going into a running shop can be quite off-putting, but it's crucial that people do it. And you know, the running shops just expect it. They want people to go in. They want that sort of interaction. And you know, people shouldn't be worried about it. They're used to all sorts of people going in. And you just go in and you just see how you walk, how you run. And they will provide you with shoes which are ideal for you. It's really, really quite simple. And the thing is with shoes, yeah, they get expensive. Some of the trainers nowadays, you can go from £40 up to £240. And it's vital that people do kit themselves out with something which is not only going to give them a good amount of energy return, but is also supportive enough, depending on how it is they run. Now, I can talk about being a neutral runner or overpronating and underpronating, but really, really, the best thing you can do is go to a store, go to an independent running shop where they have specialists who know what they're doing. Now, this service is provided free of charge, you know, in almost all cases, and you just go there and talk to them about running. But anyway, back to the old Asics and why I run in Brooks now. So, the Lad Bible video, I was running in a pair of Asics. Now, these were slightly older ones, and I have to tell you, I just saw an opportunity. Now, as I said, family charity fundraising, you've got to go with it. You've got to shoot every now and then. Sometimes you shoot, sometimes you score, sometimes you don't. So I wrote to Asics, and I just said, "Hi, you know, this is me. Don't know if you'd seen this, running Stormtrooper, and managed to get Asics a little bit of advertising here." Asics replied to me and said, "Oh, amazing. We noticed you're in last year's trainers. Here, I have a new pair." To which I was delighted with, you know, that was great. That was fantastic and obviously helped the Running Stormtrooper in 2016. And then, you know, Running Stormtrooper comes back in 2017. I'd gotten really, really well with the trainers. And again, I wrote to Asics and I said, "Hey ho, I'm going to be doing it again this year." To which Asics were like, "Yeah, okay, no worries. We'll give you a pair of trainers." So which is great. So, you know, did the old Guinness World Records and all that sort of stuff. Did lots and lots of running, the 40-mile challenge, everything in Asics. And it was all great. Start 2018, when I started the plan for the 100-kilometer run, I contacted Asics. I'd done thank you videos and all sorts of stuff. And I didn't hear back from them again. I was like, "Oh, okay. Maybe the guy who I was contacted with had moved." But they just didn't reply. So, oh well, okay. That was a lovely little brief relationship and moved on. But as I said, you know, trainers are expensive, and running, whilst cheaper than most other sports, when you try and do all these things and enter all the races and whatnot, if there is a way in which maybe someone can help you, or if you're trying to do something big like this and think, actually, this is going to get a lot of television, this is going to get a lot of photographs and stuff, why can't I see if I can get some support from a trainer company or a sports company? They might be able to even provide some sponsorship or donations towards the charity page. So I'd never worn a pair of Brooks before, but I wrote to Brooks because I googled best running shoes, and by googling best running shoes, Brooks actually came up as a top hit. So I wrote to them and said, "Hi, this is me, this is Running Stormtrooper, this is what I like to do, you know, run for these charities and running in schools." And they wrote straight back to me saying, "This works entirely with our Run Happy philosophy. We aren't pushing the boundaries of, you know, necessarily trying to be the absolute elite. We're the everyman. We're the person who, you know, we're the brand behind people. We just want people to run happy." And I thought, right, okay, that's a really interesting sort of philosophy. So it wasn't a competitive thing. It wasn't, "Oh, we've got to be at the front, we've got to be leading." It was, "We just want people to enjoy the run. Be happy in who you are and be happy running." So Brooks were fantastic. They sent me two pairs of trainers and said, "Right, run in these." But the interesting thing about this, Stu, is I started running in them, and after about 4 or 5 days, I started to get a little bit of shin pain. And that put me right off the Brooks. Really, really did. And I was like, "Oh no, I've made a massive mistake here. I've been an Asics runner. I really was comfortable in these Asics. It was Asics Nimbus, and I had got a model each year. So from pretty much from box to running, there was no breaking in required. It was just, you know, really, really easy. I then started running in a different brand, and after a few days started struggling. It really put me off. I wrote to the company and I wrote to Brooks and I just said, "Look, I've got a half marathon this weekend. I'm really struggling, and thanks ever so much. I felt so, I didn't want to come across ungrateful. And I just said, I'm really concerned about this because my feet hurt and I don't want to ruin myself. I don't want to hurt myself. I'm really grateful for what you've done for me, but I might have to run in my old ones." I thought they might get a bit cross. I thought they might get a little bit annoyed with me. Thought, you know, I was being a bit precious or what have you. And they wrote back saying, "No, no worries whatsoever. Perfectly to be expected. You're just going through a transition. The heel to toe, the slight drop of the shoe. Sometimes shoes have got a different drop from heel to toe." And they said, you're just going through a slight transition as you're getting used to this shoe. and you will get used to them. And that, just bear with it if you want. Absolutely run in your old trainers. You know, you run in whatever makes you happy. But we're telling you now that give it, you know, a few more days, give it a week, and you won't look back. And they had that much confidence in it, but they had that much empathy and understanding that it just really made me like them even more. And I stuck with it, and I haven't looked back since. It's Brooks all the way now for me, because they were absolutely right.
And you've actually, you just mentioned, I think it was called Run Happy, but you're actually part of the Run Happy team in 2020, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm delighted about that. So apparently, according to Brooks, that I was one of their first ambassadors. So this was in sort of December 17, January 18, that they provided me with trainers as the running stormtrooper. And it was amazing. And it was just lovely, a really sort of humbling experience that there's just a person who's doing some charity running. You know, I am not a speedster. I'm not a real sort of endurance junkie or anything like that. I didn't have a huge Instagram following, but they were prepared to invest in me, and it was brilliant. When I stopped the Stormtrooper running in May 2018, my assumption was that that sort of relationship would be over, as in, you know, I was no longer promoting them, really supporting them, but I still loved their products so much I carried on buying them. And you know, I ended up running quite a lot in 2019. What happened later in 2018 is Brooks then started this thing. I was working away. I was out of the country for 6 months with work. But Brooks had put something out saying, hey, we're just looking for people who share our philosophy of just enjoying the run. And this, you know, we're looking for the everyman, the everywoman. We're just looking for runners who are relatively active on social media, who can just spread the joy of running. And that's what we're after. Now, I didn't see any of this until when I got back from being away. I started seeing all these Run Happy people on towards the end of 2018 and all throughout 2019. And I was like, oh wow, that they look like they're having a great time. So I carried on buying my Brooks and went off and bought some America, did New York Marathon in them. And then I contacted Brooks kind of towards the end of 2019 saying, I'm going to bring back the Running Stormtrooper again. To which Brooke's reply was, oh, brilliant. You know, we see that you've been buying your own trainers recently. You should have just, you know, come to us. We would have helped you. You're very much part of the family. And we want you to be a Run Happy member for 2020. Why don't you, regardless of whether it's Stormtrooper or just you, we want you on the team. Come and spread the joy of running. So it's great. They, you know, I could be on Instagram, I could be wearing all sorts of different brands. They don't care. They're not sort of, oh, you must wear this, you must wear this. They're just massively on side. What I love about it, though, is the fact that, yeah, they're not demanding speed. They're not saying, you have to wear this, you have to post 20 times, you know, a month or what have you. They've just got a nice, all-inclusive, let's have fun and run happy philosophy.
I like the sound of that.
That's brilliant, mate. Yeah, they sound like a decent company that are in it for the hobby rather than just the rewards of money and whatnot.
Run, Stormtrooper, run!
So, Brooks it is, if you want your trainers, people. Endorsed by Jez. Lovely.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, there is one thing which I feel I really must say, and something when I was listening to a podcast a little while ago, and I found myself going, no, don't say that. I listened to his podcast and they were like, yeah, you know, get yourself fitted, get yourself all the information, do all the gait analysis in the store and then order them off Amazon or order them off online. I'm like, guys, yeah, you might save yourself £5, you might save yourself £10, but what's going to happen is we're going to erode the high street. We're going to lose these running stores and we're going to lose this ability, this facility to have these really well-equipped, well, you know, knowledgeable people doing this stuff. You know, you go out for a meal and you'll give someone a tip, won't you? You'll pay service charge or, you know, keep the change or do that. It's just the same in a running shop, from my opinion. Yeah, you might pay a little bit more, but you're paying a little bit more for the great service which you've got there, the interaction, the knowledge that you can even go for often. They'll allow you to go for a test run outside. There's a local running shop near me in Oxford. They've got Thursday Night Run Club, you know, where people can run in the trainers. So if we just take advantage of that and then go and order them off the internet, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And we really, really need to support our local running shops.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree with that. Great, great advice. Anything else to sound trainers?
You know, they do say that some last, you know, 300, 400, 500 miles, you might not realise how wrecked your trainers are. But then when you go and put on a decent pair, you're like, wow, these are comfy. And then when you put your old ones back on again, you might just realise how dead they are. Trainers can make a real difference. They can, you know, some people who might get knee issues or what have you, you could find that you may not be running in the pair which are really designed for you. So you can do yourself all sorts of favours by getting yourself checked out with a decent pair of trainers.
Now, Jez, you, due to your work, you are being deployed in about 3 weeks' time. How will that affect your whole running cycle? How are you going to work it the next couple of months? It's a costume, I take it, but it's got to come with you for you to be able to hit your targets.
Yeah, dude. So I am going away. I am going to take the costume with me. I've got to be aware of what I'm doing. And first and foremost, I've got a job to do. But I do know from when I was away working in 2018, you know, when you're working away like that, you do your job and then it's just a case of all you've got is the gym or maybe, you know, watching something on TV in your little room. There's not a great deal more. You can't go to the pub. You can't walk the dog. You know, I came back from Afghanistan last time I was away and I was like a superhuman because I was, you know, smashing the gym every day, just getting uber fit. So I do think that I will find time to do it. So I'm going to be, where I'm going to be located is at 6,000 feet. So quite literally over a mile high. So I am going to find it difficult running at that altitude. I've run quite a bit at that altitude before, but running in the costume is going to be tough. So I'm going to see how it goes. I've got a few races lined up where I'm going to be running virtually. So at the moment, unless these are cancelled, and we're not going to focus too much on the reasons why they might get cancelled, but hopefully these will go ahead. I've got the Reading Half Marathon to do, and they've agreed that I can run it virtually. So I'm going to have Reading Half Marathon bib and finishers medal, hopefully. And also the Brighton Marathon. Now, this is brilliant. I don't think Brighton have done this before. So the Brighton Marathon are going to allow me to go there with a finisher's medal before I even go. And they've said that I can't put it on social media or anything because they want it to be a secret, a surprise for everyone who crosses the finish line. So I've got those to do. So I do hope that I'll have the time. I'm sure I'll have the spare time. But it's just what the conditions are like. It's going to be hotter than it is in the UK. It's going to be at 6,000 feet and I'm already going to be tired out from the job I'm going to be doing, my professional job. So yeah, we'll just see how it goes. And the only way you can find out is to stay tuned to the podcast and to check the mileage tracker on stormtrooperrun.com. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'll be going away for about 3.5 months, but I'll still do it and I'm sure we'll still do the podcast.
We will indeed. We will smash them out. We've done it before, mate. We'll do it again. Yeah. And in the next episode, I think you were saying, I think because it ties in with things like London Marathon and that season, we're going to be talking about marathons next month.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots to tell. All sorts of fun on marathons. But, you know, just the general feel of the London Marathon, the Brighton Marathon, what it's like to be part of the Guinness team, you know, how it is in the village, at the green start. And just, you know, top tips and this, that and the other. So hopefully we might be able to get one out before the big marathons, if indeed they do go ahead. But obviously a lot of chat on the moment as to whether or not some of these large sporting venues are going to be happening or not. So yeah, definitely a marathon focus. And it'll be a catch up on the things which I'm doing just before I deploy as well. Because in the next week or so, I'm off to Pinewood Studios for 2 days. And I'm going to be doing a load of running around Pinewood Studios, figuring out a few things, trying to get prepped for the 100 miler, which we've got in September, and to see if I can do some fundraising on some of the film sets, which could be quite good fun. And I've been asked to start the Goring 10K. So this weekend, a local town of Goring have got a really well-known sort of regional 10K, which apparently have got the best flapjack in the Southwest. And yeah, they've asked me to start that race, and it's quite a hilly one, the Goring one, and I don't really like hills when I'm in the Stormtrooper costume, but you know, too good an opportunity to refuse. So lots of running to do this month, and keep an eye out for something on the BBC as well.
Oh, so lots to look forward to.
Hi there, listeners. You'll appreciate that this episode was recorded at the beginning of March, during a time when the coronavirus didn't dominate the news, or certainly not to the extent that it does now. Since the recording, the world has changed significantly. In fact, I'm recording this little edit whilst in 2 weeks isolation prior to deploying with my work. You would have just heard Stu and I mention that we were looking forward to the Reading Half Marathon and both the Brighton and London Marathons. Clearly, like with all other sporting events, these have been postponed until later in the year. We had planned on having a marathon focus for our next episode, but at this stage, we're not sure what's for the best. So please tune in next time and see what we got. Until then, please be careful, please be safe, and now I'll just return to the end of the main recording.
If you are listening to the podcast, it would be great to have some feedback. But where can they leave you feedback, Jez?
You know, people could maybe even send us feedback on Instagram, or send me feedback is, you know, as a message on Instagram or Twitter or even on Facebook. So the Stormtrooper Run or the Make a Star Wars Wish and Spread a Smile on Facebook. Also stormtrooperrun@gmail.com. I think it's also possible to leave feedback on iTunes or any of the podcast formats as well. So lots and lots of stuff. I mean, negative feedback, just go direct to me. But if you find, you know, there's a little bit of information which you like, oh yeah, quite like that, just leave us a positive feedback on iTunes or what have you, and that'd be lovely.
Yeah, yeah. And you did have one piece of feedback which we probably should give a nod to this month.
Yeah, that was really lovely to see. So that was on a Facebook page. Dave Reader said, he had said he'd taken a listen and it really inspired him to go out for a run for the first time in years. And, you know, that is brilliant. I want people to feel that they can. For every time I drive past someone running, regardless of speed, regardless of what they look like, every single time, I just think to myself, good on you. And I'm actually a little bit jealous because, you know, hopefully, regardless of how it's going, they're in their happy place and they're running. And that's what I love. I love the runner's high. I love the runner's buzz. And, you know, the whole thing about a runner's community, and this is why people shouldn't be shy about it, going into a running shop or going to a park run or going anywhere like that, you should get amongst it. You could go to a small public event, you know, be it a 5K, couch to 5K, and everyone has just got this shared vision of wanting to get on and do it. And I think it's brilliant. I absolutely love it. And if we can pass on a little bit of that in the podcast, then perfect.
It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Jez. And now, Jez, stay safe. You know, the next show, you'll probably be deployed at that point. Please stay safe out there, mate. Smash your targets. And hopefully we'll see you next month. All fit and well, you know. The world's in a bit of a crazy state at the moment, but
yes, mate.
That goes to all our listeners as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Great to catch up again, as always. But for this month, I'm Stuart Skinner. He is the Running Stormtrooper, and thank you for listening.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Stu, and thank you to all of you, and thank you to those who have donated. Really appreciate it, and speak to you next time. Thanks.